This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Catch That Train, the title track off of the Grammy Award-winning CD by Dan Zanes and Friends.
Everybody's talking about it day up at the lake. So let's get our bags and guitars and all the food that we can take. I'll meet you on the corner when the sun decides to break. So
catch that train.
Oh, come on out and catch it.
Dan Zanes was well known in the 1980s as a member of the Boston-based rock group the Del Fuegos, which broke up in 1989. The Del Fuegos are planning a reunion tour. More about that in a moment. But first, if you haven't seen Zanes lately, you're probably not a parent, because these days he's best known for performing for kids and families, and he'll be performing this Sunday at the Somerville Theater.
Catch the train. Oh, come on out and catch it.
And Dan Zanes joined us yesterday from New York to talk about his music.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So I took my then 10-year-old daughter to one of your shows a few years ago when you guys were performing in Ann Arbor, and it was amazing. A rock concert for kids and their parents, great energy. What inspired you to start performing for kids?
Well, my daughter was born, and I was looking for the music which I was sure would line the shelves when I went into that section of the record store. And I was really looking for the updated version of the Lead Belly, Pete Seeger, Woody Guthrie records that I had grown up with. Mm. And definitely thinking of all ages music, and I was thinking of something homemade, and I was hoping for a mix of old songs and new songs from a variety of cultures, all that stuff. But I didn't find what I was looking for, so I made it myself.
Some might see this as a radical departure from what you were doing with the Del Fuegos. Is it?
I don't think so. I think it's another version of social music. That was what the Del Fuegos were about. Let's put it this way. If people didn't dance at the shows, then we didn't even consider it to be a gig, because it was so important to us that the audience was a part of what was going on. And that's still the way it is. It's a social event, and music brings us all together.
Well, let's listen to another one of your songs. This is All Around the Kitchen from Dan Zanes and Friends.
All around the kitchen, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. 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 Will you stop right there, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Put your hands in your hair, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Put your arms in the air, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Spin around in a circle, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. All around the kitchen.
So, Dan, what I like about your show, you have a lot of fun with the audience. You definitely draw the kids in. But it's not, strictly speaking, kids' music, right? I mean, it's just music. What's your thinking about that?
Yeah, when I started, there was a lot of children's music that was didn't feel like there was any void to be filled whatsoever. But what I wanted to do was something that was, I would say, maybe the old-fashioned way, which is all ages music, so that everybody finds their way in. Sometimes it might lean more towards a 3-year-old, and sometimes it might lean more towards a grandparent, but it's really never meant to leave anybody behind. So I call it family music or all ages music, but I never refer to it as children's music, because that's a whole other beast.
Yeah. I mean, I ask because sort of what strikes me about your shows, when I was young, and I'm talking about really young, like when I was 8 or 9, music classes at school were frustrating for me back then, because we were listening to the Beatles at home, and my sisters and I loved them. But for whatever reason, music class didn't embrace that kind of music. And instead, we had to sing songs like Knick Knack, Paddy Whack, Give a Dog a Bone. And it just seemed sort of dumb and boring. So this brings me to a question. Do you think in general we do a good job making music fun and accessible and even sophisticated for kids?
I think where we're coming up short is that in most school settings and in most situations, most songbooks, it's very much of the Anglo traditions. And that's just not the world we live in anymore, you know, and that's not the country we live in. So I think where there's the most room for improvement is, you know, the family music landscape in general is very much of an Anglo landscape right now. It doesn't look like the subway station that I just came out of here in New York City, that's for sure.
Interesting.
So
yeah.
White people have been running the show for a long time, and it now is the time that we all make the conscious effort to be sure that what we serve up to our kids really represents the neighborhoods that they live in and the backgrounds that their families might have come from.
Mm-hmm. I understand that you enrolled at Oberlin College and that you were in the breakfast line in the college cafeteria where you ran into Tom Lloyd, right? A high school classmate, and you guys decide to start a band that would eventually become the Del Fuegos. Do I have that right?
That's right, and that was the reason I went to Oberlin, was to start a band, and it happened on the first day. So I could have actually gone home right then, but I'm glad I stayed.
Yeah.
It was an amazing place to be, and I learned so much. But we are getting back together for a 2-week tour, and we'll be playing in Boston at the Paradise.
Well, let's listen to one track. This is "Don't Run Wild" by the Del Fuego. Fun stuff. So you played everywhere, lofts, clubs, bars. Eventually that song, Don't Run Wild, attracted some success. You even got Tom Petty's attention and opened for him at one of his tours. What clicked with this band in that time?
I don't really know. I can't explain it myself, but I think the live shows were fun for people. I think that was it. I couldn't tell you. You know, it's hard to understand your own appeal.
Why a reunion tour? I read that you had to do a sort of motive check to say yes to the idea of a reunion tour. What did you have to consider before you said yes?
Well, we knew we weren't doing it for the money because there really isn't any. So that we could cross that off the list. You know, I think we got together and we did a benefit this past June. I have to say it was more fun than I've ever had playing with these guys.
Huh.
And that's saying a lot, because we had some really good times. But for some reason, it was just free of all fear and expectation. And it was great to see the fans again and to see our friends. And people sang along and danced. So, I mean, that's good stuff. So I think we all felt that if there was more of that kind of enjoyment to be had, then we should probably chase it down if we could make room in our busy schedules.
Yeah. Are there challenges of reforming a group and going on tour? I mean, you guys played together for all those years. Do you just pick up where you left off, or is it more complicated than that?
No, a lot of it is pretty hardwired at this point. We've played these songs a number of times. But we also decided that we would, because my brother and I both write songs, we thought, let's record some new ones too. And so we're going to be doing that next week. You know, I don't think we'll play too many of them. You know, that's usually the point in any show. When the band plays their new material, that's where people decide they're going to run to the bathroom.
Dan, what was it like playing in a band with your brother, Warren? Was it straightforward, complicated? I mean, families aren't always the most straightforward contexts in which to do stuff like that.
Yeah, one day it would be the greatest thing in the world because we could speak our own language and we knew things about each other that no one else in the world would know. And then the next day it would be terrible and we'd be fighting about something that happened when we were 12 and 8. So
yeah.
It was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
But our relationship is great today. We talk every day and we're very, very close. So I think this is going to be nothing but fun. And if we have a couple fist fights along the way, well, that's rock and roll, too.
That's rock and roll. So let's listen briefly to another Del Fuego song. Here's "I Still Want You."
Seasons change and lessons get learned. It's been a while, but my heart burns.
Great sound, Dan Zanes. Does your work performing for kids and families influence in any way what the Del Fuegos do on the reunion tour, or is it a completely separate thing?
I really don't know. I know that playing for families, I've been able to relax so much about making music, and young people are absolutely the best audience, and it's made me trust in the process of playing music. And just the fact that people come out to hear music and we get to be the ones who play it for them, my gratitude for the whole process has changed significantly since I started playing for young people. So I think bringing a more loose and relaxed approach to the Del Fuegos will be good, because we're a bunch of pretty uptight wasps, I got to say.
You sound at peace about this in a way.
I am very relaxed.
You said young people are the best audience. What makes them the best audience?
They're everything I always wanted adults to be. You know, they'll start dancing spontaneously on the first or second song of any given concert. Mm. They sing along. They don't care how they sound. They sing because they want to sing. They're uninhibited, and they're very, very appreciative. Sometimes I'll look out, and I'll just see a boy standing up front watching the drummer for 20 minutes at a time, or seeing a girl watching our fiddle player and just in her own world, you know, and that reminds me of how I felt. And I still feel that way about music. It's such a mysterious and spiritual pursuit. It has the effect to change people's lives. I know watching live music certainly changed my life.
Come on! Hello!
Well, Dan Zanes, what a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for coming in and making time for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to come back to Boston.
Skip, skip, skip to my local. Skip, 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 skip to my local.
And Dan Zanes and friends will be performing two shows this Sunday at the Somerville Theater. You can check out information about that and about the Del Fuegos reunion tour at RadioBoston.org.
What do I do? Skip to my loo, my darling.
And tomorrow on Radio Boston, Meghna, remember when the Patriots were really bad?
Well, given that every time I go to Foxborough, it's to see the revolution, no.
Well, they were. And a lot of people around here remember those days. So tomorrow on the show, we'll look back at the early history of the now mighty Patriots.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Skip to my loo, skip to my loo, my darling.
I'm so pretty.
Skip to my loo.
I'm so pretty.
Skip to my loo.